done something wrong, and although other people forgive you, you play it over and over again in your head. You go through the scenario, you go through the guilt, the shame. You're so disappointed. Why did you do that? I want to tell you, if that's happening to you, you've forgotten that you have a sacrificial lamb that is so much more. If you're doing that, you are living in an old covenant mindset where sin was never, ever dealt with properly. All those sacrifices that the priest had to do only covered the sin that had been committed. But Jesus became our sacrificial lamb, and he did so much more than the Old Testament lambs. He didn't just cover our sin, his blood washed it away, which means that when you've done something wrong, you can choose to know that Jesus is not dealing with you according to your sin, which means you don't have to do it either. Let's read this journey in Hebrews chapter 9. It says in verse 7, but only the high priest ever entered the most holy place, and only once a year. And he always offered blood for his own sins and for the sins that the people had committed in ignorance. So Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come. He has entered that greater, more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands and is not part of this created world. With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all time and secured our redemption forever. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and of ashes of the heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. But just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds, that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. How much more? Today, if you are going on and on in this journey of condemnation, of guilt, I want to remind you, you have a lamb whose blood was so much more than the old covenant. I want to finish in Romans 5 verse 8 to 9. But God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. How much more? This week we've gone on a journey. We've seen that he is a God who wants to abundantly bless us. He's a Father that has so much worth for us and loves us. And today we can know that he's not dealing with us according to our sins, because we have a sacrificial lamb that has cleansed us. And because of that, we can run boldly to this wonderful Father. Don't limit him with your dreams. Don't limit him with your adventures with him. And watch how he does more than you can ask, think, dream, or imagine beyond your wildest dreams. Go and do that today. And always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.